This day is a significant day for us and for many of our friends. For today, in this rite, in this Gregorian rite, we celebrate the feast of St. Pius X, the Pope who, at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, was a great fighter of the heresy of modernism. Born in the midst of the 19th century in the area of Venice, he was born of a very, very poor family, and nevertheless, that did not deter him. Some people use lack of funds as an excuse to not do anything with their lives. Well, he had a vocation, and he pursued it. Not only did he go to the seminary in Padua, but eventually he was made a teacher and a rector, and then later on the Bishop of Mantua, and then the Patriarch of Venice. And there were difficult times then too, political as well as ecclesiastical. The church was wrought by the heresy of modernism, which he called in his encyclical Pascendi Dominici Gregis, feeding the flock of Christ, of the Lord, the Medusa of all heresies. Medusa being that monstrous mythological creature in Greek and Roman mythology who had, instead of hair, had many snakes on her head that bit and wounded those who approached her. And of course, in addition, anyone who looked on her turned to stone. But also he used that as the example of what modernism was, and in fact is. He did everything he could in the years of pontificate that he had. When Leo XIII of happy memory died, who had elevated him to the College of Cardinals and made him Patriarch of Venice, he was elected very, very narrowly, in a sense, by the cardinals in the conclave as supreme pontiff. But the thing is, he wasn't the first one elected. The cardinal secretary of state, Rampolla, was elected. And God uses even political things to help the church. So sometimes we think, oh, it's all finished, it's all over. Well, Rampolla, the emperor, the Holy Roman Emperor, Franz Joseph in Vienna, had given his cardinal from Vienna orders. If Rampolla is elected, you are to exercise our right to veto, which they did have at that time. At one time, also, the Spanish kings had the right to veto. And so he vetoed Rampolla. Later on, it was found out that Rampolla was a very, very high degree Freemason. And so the veto of the Emperor Franz Joseph prevented a Freemason from leading the church, especially at this most treacherous time in which they lived. So they went back and elected Giuseppe Cardinal Sarto, Patriarch of Venice, to be the supreme pontiff. He asked them not to, but they would not relent. And so then he says, if it must be, then I choose to go by the name of Pius, the 10th of that name. And so began his pontificate, which was not very long, about 10 or 11 years, in 1903. And he did much, much, much in that pontificate. In the liturgy, he restored as much as he could, especially Gregorian chants, and not opera in the liturgy, which was then being sung. It was reported in the annals of the Holy House in Loreto that they were singing at Mass the operatic aria La Donna è Mobile. This was in the late 1800s. And I mean, that is unthinkable to us, but they were doing it. And other things, perhaps worse. And then he began to set about to restore all the books. And then he began the reform of canon law. Now, the reform that he started was not to be finished until 4 years after his death in 1917. Then, to address the situation with the modernists, he issued these documents which condemned modernism and ordered that any priest, any bishop, or the Pope himself, before he took office, had to swear the oath against modernism. I remember when I was about to be ordained a deacon in Rome at the Lateran Palace, and then later on a priest at the Lateran Palace, we took the oath against modernism, which of course I took very seriously. That of course did not end modernism. Modernism is still with us. And so St. Pius X is very, very pertinent to our era. And so today we give thanks to God for this wondrous and holy Pope. Recently, the Angelus Press has released a very short but very beautiful biography of St. Pius X by his Cardinal Secretary of State, who is up for canonization. But I know he's not going to be canonized in this pontificate. Cardinal Rafael Medi del Mar, who was a holy, holy cardinal, and he wrote a very beautiful but very short biography of St. Pius X. I recommend that you get it and that you read it. Rafael Cardinal Medi del Mar, who himself was a saint and a genius. He spoke about 8 or 10 languages. And so he was Spanish, but he also was English, and he spoke many other languages besides. And of course, the most important of all, Latin, which we must never, ever get rid of from the liturgy, nor from the Code of Canon Law, nor the encyclicals that are published in the Church. So if we pray today, and we honor St. Pius X, and we beseech him to intercede for us in these treacherous times in which we live, that we may have a restoration of all the things that have been ridiculously thrown out since 1962. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.